Breaking out of indoctrination. Above all, know that this is a process. Because we are susceptible to false beliefs, we must always be on a lookout for things that don't seem quite right. My simple go-to example is the fact that we live in a state of mutually assured nuclear destruction. There are about 2,000 ready-to-launch nuclear weapons that can be immediately deployed to destroy cities around the world. My extreme example that is really hard to believe is wage slavery. Most people will deny it, resist it, and call me crazy for it. Having your children living paycheck to paycheck, always under the cloud of medical and student debt, is wrong. Humanity will not progress in this state. Humanity must progress forward. Of course, you can't just believe me, because that's how problems like this start in the first place. You have to figure it out on your own, which is to say, build a path at a steady increasing slope, paved with 1,000 books written by people wiser than their critics. The way you find out if a person is wise or not is somewhat circular here. It is by working your way up to that by reading more books. No one can tell you which books to start with, but you can be certain that it is many books, and in the beginning, most of them will be narrated for you. The way to find these books is to dig through bestseller lists. For example, right now you may wish to look for the top 10 audiobooks from year 2020, or for award-winning audiobooks. More specifically, look up Audi Awards, as in AUDIE. Please know that, unfortunately, some philosophers have flaws. But don't throw away their work. Take it under your wings and make it better. A philosophy does not deserve to be thrown out because the philosopher is broken. It is a sacred thing to bring beauty and innocence to some beautiful philosophy once stained by a madman. In my experience, thinkers are funny and profound. Sometimes having made mistakes in their youth may be the very thing that launches them into that love of wisdom that eventually immortalizes them. So if you find a work of philosophy that is not perfect, see if maybe your beauty can restore it or fix it. Try to save the work rather than letting the ugly person drag it down into the darkness with him. Aside from flaws and repairs, or perhaps forgiveness, you will also find that most books will teach you indirectly. Honestly, most of the time, the title has nothing to do with what the book is about, and the book will teach you a wisdom that has little to do with the main story. Now, I always encourage nonfiction books, but I don't just mean scientific books or philosophy and psychology. I think of memoirs and biographies as essential reading. I think of them very highly because they represent real lives lived for real. Here, reading about someone raised in a strange culture or family can be absolutely the most powerful thing in context of breaking out of some indoctrination, as the reader will be able to see their own invisible misfortune or prison by the magic of subtle analogy to the events in the book that they are reading. Often, different people reading or listening to the same book will get a slightly different story out of it. This relates to the level of their knowledge, to where their curiosities lie, to the ways that they like to think, and to what they think that the book is ultimately about. It is of some importance to add that every book a person reads lifts them higher. The height that this hints on is the same height that growing up refers to. After 1,000 books, it does not matter who took what out of which book, or which books or philosophers they disliked, or what they thought was underthought or could be made better in some way. After 1,000 books, even after 100 audiobooks, and what could possibly be easier than listening to a book on some fancy little adventure? A person holds a solid dollop of wisdom in their being. It is like a torch or a lamp, and it is that light that we use to continuously monitor for more wisdom. Which brings us full circle to the beginning of this text. You cannot be told what indoctrination you are stuck with, as that is the same mechanism that gets you stuck in the first place. You have to build a wisdom right in you, in your being, and that wisdom will enhance your perception of the world. That is why we poetically refer to wisdom as light, because it helps you see better. As you continue gathering more and more wisdom, you begin to see more and more, and you become less and less susceptible to false beliefs. And here I want to close with Plato's allegory of the cave. The only way that we can truly and meaningfully help each other out of indoctrinations is with knowledge. And not with any one book in particular, but with 100, with 1,000, with 10,000, and fathom more.